On a brisk Saturday morning in March, vendors set up tables and carefully stack cages containing chickens, roosters, and peacocks. Jason Smith manages Warsaw Tractor Supply and organizes the swaps.
I'm trying to plan one once a month, trying to get the community more involved and give the community something here in Warsaw, something to do. Today we're just having a little community event. We've got a chicken swap going on where people are out here buying, selling, trading livestock, chickens, poultry, all kinds of good stuff.
The Northumberland County 4-H Club is selling homemade sweet potato rolls, brownies, and breads. They also brought along a defective rooster to sell. 4-H'er Mallory O'Beer explains.
Okay, who is that?
He is a Quail Danver rooster. He's a Bantam.
How much is he going for today?
$5. He doesn't have the correct comb. It's a different comb.
Just across the aisle, Sarah Campbell, who owns Cheap Chicks Poultry Farm in Middlesex County, is selling heritage chicks. Her affinity for the breed goes back to her great-great-grandmother who once raised them.
So what do you have here?
Lots of baby chicks. We have New Hampshire Reds, Dominickers, and Welsomers. And she just bought all the Easter eggers. Mm-hmm.
What are Easter eggers?
They lay blue eggs.
And now, tell me a little bit about heritage birds.
They're old breeds. They're breeds that have been around. They're not like a sex link, just something that they put together, you know, in the last 30 years. It's not a true breed. They're old breeds that have been around. Like the Dominickers were the first American breed of chicken.
But there's no way, if I were to get one of these, there's no way I could tell whether I'm getting a hen or a rooster. Not even by markings or attitude.
I don't know. I don't know how to tell them apart. I mean, this...
Most people
don't. It's an art. Yeah, it's an art. I mean, if you look and you research hatcheries and all, they actually, most hatcheries, they have these people that go around from hatchery to hatchery. They're professionals that sex their chickens. I can only imagine what they get paid. I'd love to have that job.
In the world of chickens, you only need one rooster. More than one, and they can aggressively fight over territory and hens. On this particular Saturday, most of the vendors can give you a great deal on a rooster. Beth Vroman, owner of Swampwood Farm in Gloucester, sells eggs for eating and hatching, chicks, hens, and roosters, and other kinds of heritage fowl. In cages on the back of her pickup, she has several Dominique roosters for sale.
Today I just got extra roosters. These guys, if somebody wants to eat them, they can. I may end up eating them myself.
And what kind of recipe do you use for them?
Usually I like to smoke them. You know, because, you know, they're not like the store-bought ones, nice and tender and everything, but so slow cooking really makes them nice and tender. So smoking is the best way I found.
Floyd Griffin Jr., who drove in from Spotsylvania, is an imposing man who takes a drag from his cigarette as he talks about his elegant, white-tailed buff Japanese bantams and buff and white silkies. Silkies are small, gentle chickens. Their name comes from their soft, silk-like fluffy feathers. The feathers on their heads resemble a beetle's haircut.
Yeah, their feet, their head, they got feathers everywhere. People do show them, yeah. And a lot of people like them for pets because the white ones are the prettiest ones, I think. I also have some black ones, but I didn't have none to bring today, so.
And is that a rooster down there?
Yeah, that's half... black silky, half buff silky.
But did somebody get out
just
in the chicken
mix,
yard?
Yeah.
Does that happen where you have chickens crossbreeding that you don't want? Like the rooster gets out?
Yeah, they'll get loose, yeah. That happens once in a while.
To avoid going home with too many roosters, Griffin pairs his birds or sells the hens for $10 and the roosters for $5.
Last year I had like 20 roosters and no hens. So, I mean, I don't want to be filled up with roosters.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News in Warsaw.